Live from the Maverick Center in West Valley City, it's Utah Grizzlies hockey, as it's the rubber match of a three-game series between the Grizzlies and the Idaho Steelheads. Bocage will zip it out to center ice for Burke, over to Messner. Right wing, he steps over the line, 2-on-4. He stops, waits for everybody else to enter the zone. Puck to the middle for Manning. He'll take a lefty shot. He scores! Luke Manning now is going back-to-back games, and the Grizzlies have taken a 1-0 lead. Harsh gets it back. He looks at the clock. He'll just get it up top. Kudla throws it towards the right circle. Kumasi fires towards the net. Club saved by Cranley at the buzzer. Boy, Cranley's been quick as a cat here tonight, and that was a great glove save. Kumatsis had a pretty good look right at the buzzer, and Cranley snatched it about waist high. Stapley back to Bocage, over to Stapley. He's near the far corner. As Stapley surveys as Cudley gets pushed in the back by Fitz. Stapley fires towards the net to Cutler. Shot to score! Stapley to Cutler to the back of the net. As Cutler gets his 32nd of the year, and the Grizzlies have extended the lead. It's now 2-0. White delivers a shot on Mayhew. Big hit by Mayhew on Merchant as Mayhew gets out to new tries. Pound for pound, one of the toughest guys in the league. He'll drop it off for Cutler across the center ice. So right wing it to Bocage. Winners the zone. He'll get to Cutler. He'll take a righty shot. The shot, he scores! Brandon Cutler gets his 2nd of the game, and there's babies in the refrigerator as the Grizzlies have taken a 3-0 lead. Boy, Cutler found himself all alone on the far side, just took a lefty shot and roofed it over Thompson. This Maverick Center crowd of 7,569 are going nuts. One of the best goal scorers in the league now has 2. 1:10 left in the third. Grizzlies out to center ice. It's literally kicked by Kudla onto Kumatsis. Winners the zone. He'll skate towards the far circle. Dropping off. One-timer swung and missed by Arcuri. Stapley gets tripped up. What? Cutler around the boards. Harsh right side. Centers it. Lefty shot is blocked away. Now shot and a score. And after the whistle, some pushing and shoving onto Wickers as Willie Nerum is going to attack Quinn Wickers. He's got his face covered by a shield. Idaho finds the back of the net to make it 3-1. As there's 10.5 seconds left in the third period. It's the Grizzlies 3 and the Steelheads 1 as Brandon Cutler scored 2 power play goals. Luke Manning found the back of the net as well. Right side shot, a score! Kyle Mayhew scores on a blast from the far circle. And it's now a 4-1 game. This baby's definitely in the refrigerator tonight. Have a cold beverage on us as Utah is going to come away with 2 standings points in a series win against the playoff-bound Steelheads. 5-on-3 power play. Grizzlies win it. They get it up top to Stucker. Fire towards the net. Thompson makes a save. Now Stucker and is in a fight at the buzzer. And that will do it. Grizzlies win! Grizzlies win 4-1, and there is no doubt about it. As Stucker took a shot at the very end, and Idaho took offense. As we got a wrestling match at neutral ice, Nick Cannati and Robbie Stucker. Berg goes to the dressing room from start to finish. The Grizzlies with a dominating performance. The series on the line. After the Grizzlies looking for a playoff spot, come to Maverick Center. They lose the series opener, but win 2 unanswered. 5-4 last night. This Maverick Center crowd is going crazy as Grisby waves the flag. Confetti and popcorn flying everywhere. And with Tulsa losing tonight, the Grizzlies are now tied for 3rd in the Mountain Division. And with the Grizzlies potentially owning the tiebreaker, which is regulation wins, and the Grizzlies do have that tiebreaker, as we sit right now, if the playoffs start today, this will be a first-round matchup, Utah and Idaho. And who wouldn't want to see a 7-game series between these two fierce rivals who seem to have developed a little bit of beef over the last 3 games? Grizzlies are going nuts at center ice. You talk about Grizzmania alive and well. A very successful month of March here at Maverick Center.